just 16-16 in the regular season, facing down two single elimination games as a sixth seed, ousting the top-seeded Connecticut Sun in the semis, and now on the brink of their first championship. Griner's three. Rebound, Parker. She's left alone. There she goes. Dancing for the first time in franchise history. The Chicago Sky are WNBA champions.
Ryan Rocco on ESPN. The Chicago Sky winning the title during the week. Unfortunately, over team which we have a particular interest in, the Phoenix Mercury. Sandy Brondello is not only the coach of the Mercury, who lost that WNBA final series 3-1, she's also our national coach, coach of the Australian Opals, and joins me on Summer Grandstand. Sandy, appreciate your time.
Yeah, anytime. It's good to be here.
First of all, how do you reflect on the WNBA finals coming to a close during the week? Hard luck on the result, but a hell of a season by your crew.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, to be quite honest, it's still trying to process it all, to be quite honest. Yeah, it's disappointing. We had obviously had our chances, but I'm really super proud of this team. We faced a lot of adversity and we showed a lot of toughness just to overcome all our injury issues throughout the year, stay together and play really good basketball. But Chicago were just too good in the finals.
Well, athletes are so competitive, and obviously as a former athlete yourself, is it hard in the moment to actually look at it as an overall season as opposed to just the disappointment of defeat at the end?
Yeah, it is, to be quite honest. And especially in the first few days, it's because, we had our opportunities there and, the magic stopped. I think Diana Trussi used that. The magic stopped. We had a great run in the playoffs, but when we look back and reflect now, I've had some conversations with different people and, it was a really great season for us. And, we had a slow start with a lot of injuries. And once Diana kind of got healthy, she was up and really, hit our strides. But overall, great season. It's really, really hard to win in the WNBA. And, it's been 7 years, my last one. So, I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the result, but, my husband, he certainly did.
Yes, Diana Taurasi, of course, maybe the best to have ever done it. One of the greatest players to have ever played the game. Just a phenomenal story during the playoffs itself. Her and her partner Penny Taylor actually having a child mid-series. What was that like as a team and a coaching exercise to have the arrival of a little bub sort of midway through the WNBA finals?
To be quite honest, it was really crazy. And I try not to think too much about it considering, we were in two knockout rounds. We had to win them. Diana missed the first one. She came back for the second one. She's not fully fit. I think everyone knew that. She needs some time to heal that ankle now. But at the same time, Penny's about to have a baby. Not knowing, we got game five and that was 2 days past the due date. And thankfully, the baby, came just after that game too. So it's just perfect timing. We had a great run. So it was more, things worked out the way we wanted to, except for the final result and us not winning the championship. But yeah, Diana had a lot going on, put it away.
Yeah. Was there ever a chance that she was actually going to miss a game at any stage because of it?
Yeah, look, be quite honest. People ask me that all the time. And I said, look, Diana, I haven't even asked that question. But I would support Diana with whatever that she wanted. I mean, this is, bringing a child into the world. That's pretty special, but I'm sure they had spoken about it. But lucky for us that we didn't, she didn't obviously have to make a decision.
You alluded to your husband, who's part of the coaching unit with the Chicago Sky. What an amazing sort of run to think that the Sky are in the finals against the team in which you're coaching, and all of a sudden you come up for against one another for all the marbles. What was that dynamic like?
Yeah, no, a little crazy. I mean, we love what we do, and we're grateful to be able to coach in this league here. And that for them, we were the fifth seed; they were the sixth seed. So we're both trying to find our chemistry throughout the year and getting healthy as a team. And when we both made it, he is very happy that we made the finals, but we kept professional integrity throughout the whole series. And You know, I mean, they're a really great team. And obviously, I think he was a little conflicted as well. But, you know, it's always say at least someone in the family won, but it would have been nicer if it was us. But I think the hardest thing really to be through it is our children. It was quite hard for them. And they were pretty emotional at, you know, obviously when we lost. So that probably showed that they wanted mummy to win, right?
Yes, I was about to say, absolutely. You can take the favourite parent tag, I'm sure, for the next period of time on the back of that. But, yeah, congratulations to your husband and the Chicago Sky and also your crew as well, the Phoenix Mercury. I've been lucky enough to cover the WNBL down here. It's back on ABC TV, which is great news. So we had a tremendous season last year, albeit a shortened season. The health of women's leagues in the world at the moment. So you said back in the WNBA, you're coaching the national team, you were down here and obviously saw a whole lot of the WNBL play out. How do you think the health of the game is sort of globally and nationally at the moment?
Well, I think it continues to grow. You know, I look back obviously when I played and I just think the strength and number of really great basketball players, it keeps expanding every single year. You know, and I think the WNBL, I think this will be one of the years ever with the amount of WNBA high caliber players that are going over there, but all the opals that are competing there, the younger players are getting these opportunities, you know, to play against each other and continue to grow. So, look, I think women's basketball has really taken off. Just read an article today. I think, you know, viewership was up 49%. So, you know, I think that certainly helps and hopefully will continue to promote, you know, our game.
On the back of the Olympic campaign, well, first of all, on the Olympic campaign, what are your reflections of what took place, obviously, over in Tokyo?
Well, obviously, I mean, very disappointed. It was just a really tough situation to be in, to be quite honest. And, you know, obviously we didn't achieve the goals that we set out to do. And I think, you know, a lot of people understand the story, what went along, you know, when, you know, with Liz, you know, pulling out for, you know, mental health issues. And it was hard to, obviously, to make the adjustments, to be quite honest. The team is built around Liz and, you know, our style is built around Liz. And to lose such an important player so close to the Olympics was disruptive. But, you know, in the end, we didn't have really no preparation. We had one game in 18 months. And then to make adjustments so late, you know, I mean, we probably should have when you look back. So, you know, it's still a bitter pill to swallow, to be quite honest. But, you know, I'm someone you have to, you know, learn and move forward. And I mean, that's my focus now. We had a really great Asia Cup. You know, we'll name an extended squad soon with some, you know, some young, fresh faces, and we'll start that next building process and make sure that, you know, we do everything we can to make sure that we're back on the podium.
There was talk about an investigation going on into Cambage, obviously, for what happened in the lead up to all of that. Do you anticipate that Liz will be part of that squad and playing for the Opals again soon?
Look, to be quite honest, I can't really even comment on that because I don't know all the information. And, you know, once it all comes out, you know, we can move forward from there. So until that, you know, what happens, and I'm kept up to speed, I'm not sure. But look, Liz has been a key component of our team for many years. She's a wonderful player. Look, I think she came back to the WNBA after, you know, sitting out the Olympics, you know, much better mental state. So I suppose we just got to wait and see what the future holds.
Yeah, but do you think she'll play for the Opals again at some stage, even if it's not in the short term?
To be quite honest, I don't know. I haven't, look, I've given Liz space. I think we all needed a little bit of space, you know, we had all our own healing. It wasn't easy. It was hard for Liz, but it was hard for all of us, to be honest, and I'm no exception. You know, I suppose the only grace I got was I came back to another league and I could put all my effort and energy finishing strong with the Mercury, but, you know, it was difficult. Still things we all need to work through, to be quite honest. But like I said, it's an opportunity for us to grow. And, you know, I want Liz to be happy but, yeah, we'll see what happens.
So lots of the Opals will be out here for the WNBL season starts at the beginning of December. You can see it every Saturday on ABC TV. As the coach of the national team, Sandy, is there something that you're looking for that you think, oh, once this season is done, I would want to have seen this in the WNBL season? What would that be?
Well, I mean, I want to see what the young kids are doing against the established Opals, quite honest. You know, I think, you know, obviously, even if we're with Liz or without Liz, you know, when I look back and reflect, I understand that, you know, we probably played more aggressive and changed the way that we did play. And, you know, I suppose we just didn't do it because, you know, with a few days to prepare with the best player was always going to be hard. But, you know, hindsight, you know, should have done that. But, yeah, just teams that, just looking at the players, you know, well, who's got the athleticism, you know, the scoring ability, who can create their own plays. And most importantly, we're all about team. So, having that team player and how they can complement each other. So, look, I'm super excited. I think this is going to be the strongest league season yet. We've got a lot of great kids, stepping up. And, I can't wait to watch the games.
Sandy Brondello, the coach of the Phoenix Mercury and also the Australian Opals. I understand, Sandy, too, you're actually based in Phoenix nowadays. So you live over there, kids go to school there. What's it like in that part of the world at the moment?
Now, it's beautiful, to be quite honest. I mean, summer, it's a very hot summer here, but that's when we're super busy now and just finishing. It's obviously fall and it's just beautiful. I was lying out today, like during the night, it's a little or maybe down to 12 to 15 degrees, and then during the day it gets up to 30 degrees at the moment. So, yeah, it's very pretty, and I live right on the mountain, so it's a great area to live in.
Oh, how good is October for the sporting landscape? It was just the sporting equinox yesterday where we had the hockey, the football, the basketball, the baseball all on the same day. It's an amazing sporting landscape at this time of the year. Just before we let you go, Sandy, the Ben Simmons situation is obviously a hot-button issue in world basketball at the moment. Do you have a view as a senior coach and as an Australian as to what's taking place there?
Look, I suppose I'm just an outsider looking in. You can't pretend that you know exactly what's going on. So I don't think I'm in a position to actually, to put my two bobs in there. But, you just hope that, they can work it out and Ben can get back on the court and, get back doing what he loves. But at the same time, team as well. So, hopefully they can all work it out because, it's the NBA. You want your best players playing.
Absolutely. Sandy, always appreciate your time. Great to hear from you and your insights. Congratulations on a very successful WNBA season with the Phoenix Mercury. Appreciate you jumping on Summer Grandstand across Australia.
No, anytime. Thanks for having me.